This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:11. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we've been marking International Women's Day for most of today. And we wanted to cap that off by looking at a woman who has really been a trailblazer in the world of performing arts here in the country, that is Datuk Farida Marakan.
Yes, so, I mean, if you're a follower of the performing arts here, you would know her as the First Lady of Malaysian Theatre. And, you know, she's really done so many things in terms of the entertainment and creative industry. She was in radio, she was in advertising, but of course, she's known the most of all as an actor, and her roles range, you know, she's been on stage since the 60s and the 70s. She's been in plays like Leila Mayang, Topera, Uda Dandara, which is one of the best known ones, Alang Rentak Seribu. And of course, for most of us, we know her, most of us in this generation, we know her as the co-founder of the Actors Studio, which was in 1989. It's sort of evolved, and now we all have the KL Pack as well. So really huge, huge presence in our performing arts scene.
That's right. And she's actually also part of a campaign that Mercedes-Benz has launched to celebrate International Women's Day, which is participating with the overall International Women's Day theme, right, of Choose to Challenge. And that is partly why we wanted to focus on Datuk Farida's work today, but also in general, anytime's a good opportunity, I think, to look at the work that she's done. So on the line with us now is Datuk Farida Marakan, co-founder and executive producer of the Actors Studio Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre and the Performing Arts Centre of Penang. Datuk Farida, pleasure having you on with us. So following on from a tough 2020, how is this year looking so far?
Well, we were hoping that 2021 would bring some better news for the performing arts. And now it is the month of March, and the good news hasn't really hit us yet. We don't know why. I mean, you might think that we're really stupid because you don't know why. How can you not know why? No, but it's a case of the mindset of those who are making the decisions, and the mindset of the creative industry are obviously miles apart and not thinking in the same direction. We believe that the performing arts must be given its due recognition as a necessary industry because it provides people who are in the performing arts to earn a living. But this is the thing that is not kind of getting across. A lot of universities are teaching the performing arts. If you consider that the arts is not essential, what is going to be happening to the youngsters who are learning the arts? Because this year will affect the future. I mean, they could be your children, they could be your grandchildren, they could be your relatives, they could be belonging to your clan. Please have the understanding that these people require a job, a living. I feel very insulted that you do not recognize us. Very. It doesn't matter whether you're calling us entertainment or arts. It's one and the same. We are all insulted by the way we are being treated. I mean, we are human beings, you know. We are not a bunch of woods and stones or whatever. We are human beings, and we have feelings, we have a heart, we have brains, we can think, and we can talk sense. We're not going to step all over you, and you also should not be stepping all over us.
So on that note, the arts in Malaysia have never really been an easy industry to be in. How do you cope with this constant uphill battle to make a case for it?
It is good to be surrounded by people around us, not just here in KL, but also in Penang. It is good to be surrounded by friends, audiences who care. It is good to get their heartfelt feelings for us, for the industry. it is good that they ask us, Farida and Joe, how are things? Are you all right? Is there anything we can do for you? And all that constantly coming and knocking on our doors and wanting to help us, wanting to make sure that we will succeed in the industry, that we will not close our doors. That is a very good feeling for us. So we're not alone in this at all. We have got our staff is wonderful and supportive. And on top of that, not just our staff, we also have very supportive sponsors. And this is so important. Our sponsors are not going to say, okay, guys, you have not been delivering for a whole year. No, they have not. They have, of course, been asking us to justify and justify and justify. That's fine. We can do it. We have got great marketing people who make sure that the right picture is given to them. And they are on our side because they are on the side of the arts. And therefore, they believe in us. I mean, we are so thankful for that. Because if they said to us, okay, no more, guys, then we would be truly dead. But we are moving along. We are moving along. We are struggling. Yes, we're struggling. The struggle, the word struggle is always there, has always been there from way back when. But at least we are struggling with people around us.
So with it being International Women's Day, we wanted to shift the focus to that for a bit. I mean, was being a woman something that you had to reckon with on your journey in the performing arts? Was that part of the struggle?
As a woman, I have not had to struggle as a woman. I have not even had to struggle as the youngest child in my family. There are seven of us. I mean, half have gone up to the big theatre in the sky. But I felt blessed that I am born a girl and I can do what girls do best. I mean, there are so many songs written about being a woman and being a girl and so on. So I love the fact that I'm a woman. And I believe that women are put in this world to provide both men and women with the enjoyment of life. I mean, women, I believe this, women, we work harder, we are more fun, and I believe women are not afraid, I believe. I'm sure, yes, I have come across women, younger especially, women who feel the fear of being trodden upon, especially by their male counterparts. That is sad, because that's not how it should be. Us women, we should not feel that kind of a fear at all, because we can stand up and speak our mind. I'm not using the word fight, because we don't have to fight for anything. We can open our hearts and speak our minds, and they better listen. Because if they don't listen to us, hey, hello, I remind you that your mother is a woman. So, I mean, this is maybe not the kind of answer that you want, but I have had no worries at all about being a woman. I may be lucky, but that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. And what about the exploration of gender then in storytelling and in performances? Have you seen those reflecting the conversations that are happening right now around the world when it comes to gender equality?
Definitely, especially amongst the younger generation. The younger generation think outside of the box. They want to bring to the performing arts the kind of stories that probably us older generation have not previously thought of. So this is very refreshing. All it takes is for Joe and I, and also the marketing people and our group general manager, we have to listen, and we have to must give them the time of day, must give them the place to do what they want to do. And also, for us at least, the way to do it is not just to focus on the English language. We want to present it in Chinese and Malay and if possible, Tamil, which a long time ago was there, but now it's gone off kind of somewhere. So there's a lot of voice out there and we want to hear them. So it is our responsibility to present audiences with this new ideas and new thinking and new stories to tell, not just the same kitchen sink stories of old. No. We were just speaking to a young lady who made a statement to say that there was not enough female or women writers and directors. She may be right. She may be right. Therefore, people in the creative industry must take note of this. You're not able to be a writer overnight or a director overnight. You're not. But you have gone to an institution of higher learning and they have taught you. You can learn. You can sharpen your skills. You know, when we saw the other day at Biden's inauguration, this young lady, and she was standing up there and she was presenting her poem with so much belief. This is the kind of experiences that we want to present in the world of performing arts, in the creative world in Malaysia. This is the kind of strength that women must show. And we can. We certainly can. Like Sheena B is one of them. When she tells her the stuff that she writes, your hair stands on end. You want to have that kind of power, that kind of cleverness for us to enjoy.
And on a personal note, I mean, you're quite often described as someone with boundless energy. Where does that drive come from?
Well, my sister says that to me too. You've got so much energy. You know, the arts is the thing that make me come alive. Yeah. As I was walking in just now from the car park, I was saying to Joe, oh, Joe, I feel so nauseous. I mean, sure, there are days when I'm tired and I'm really wanting to lie down and close my eyes and go to sleep. But when you present me with a case, when you present me with Let's Talk, the arts, Farida, I come alive. I love doing what I do so very much. But in fact, I loved doing what I was doing all this while. From the time when I was a teacher to the time when I was a broadcaster, I still love the time when I was a broadcaster. From the time when I was in advertising, and of course, the performing arts. All these chosen paths for me that I have treaded on, I have loved it. It is not that I wish I could go and buy another expensive handbag or something. It's not like that at all. It's not that kind of enjoyment. No, I love what I do. So because of that, I come across as though I have got boundless energy and tons. And I speak a lot, so because I love doing what I do. That's the only reason I can give you.
So what shows does KLPAC have planned, you know, whether for online programs as well as when the doors eventually open to the public?
Oh, good. I'm glad you've asked me that question because I have got in front of me a listing of about 20 or so productions when we open our doors. The very first on the list is my very own Bollywood Dreams. So Bollywood Dreams is, yeah, since 2019 that we discussed. But because of the pandemic, everything had to come to a kind of a halt, but we didn't stop. We continued online rehearsing until last week. We took the fearful step of opening up our theatre and having our rehearsals in the theatre. We, of course, are hoping that the government will allow us to bring in audiences. But for Bollywood Dreams, even if they say you can bring in audiences, we probably can't because it's too short a time to prepare. But we are doing an online production of Bollywood Dreams. And I mean, it is Hindustan come Indian, set in Sungai Petani Kedah, a story of two young boys who dream of Bollywood, written by Mark Bodhisilva and helped along by Tilotama. And don't forget that we always have Short and Sweet, Mercedes-Benz has been sponsoring us with this Creative Excellence Award for three categories: dance, musical, and theater. And each award is 5,000 ringgit. But besides Mercedes-Benz, there are many other people who have helped us financially with Short and Sweet. So that's why Short and Sweet has lasted all this time. And then there are two orchestral performances. Orchestral performances are always a welcome thing for, again, the musicians who play and their parents who come and watch. The International Women's Day celebrations for KLPAC, unfortunately, we are not able to do too much ourselves, but we did do something for our sisters in Penang. We put together a program that lasted 46 or so minutes of songs and a little dance and a couple of short plays. And so we have sent it off to Penang. So they will launch it at 8:30 on Women's International Day, and which is today, with the hope of collecting some funds for Penang Pack. So we're very pleased that we are able to kind of lend a hand to do that kind of thing. So we have a lot. We have a lot. We just want the audiences to come back. Yeah.
And so with that said then, in the meantime, what can we as audience members, as consumers, do to support the performing arts?
Well, you've asked a very serious question here. The audience and the consumers can support us by, as I said, we want to have the bums on the seats again when the theatres open. But besides that, we would like them to send us a few dollars. We are forever having to count how much money we have. And also, it's not a very nice thing to do to our staff who have got to have their salaries taken out by 15% to 30%, all because we don't have enough in our kitty to support our staff fully. We need the people out there who love us and who have been enjoying what we do to please come forward and help us with funding. Not just us, but also other theatre companies, but also our theatre in Penang. All of us need your help. Need your help to please do this for us. Don't let us suffer so much. You must have heard that there are some theatre groups, theatre companies or theatre venues that have kind of partially closed. And this we cannot afford to do in this small industry that we are trying so hard to develop. Yeah, don't let this happen to us. Help us.
Farida, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Datuk Farida Marikan, co-founder and executive producer of the Actors Studio KL Pack and Penang Pack. And as she said, there's loads to look forward to, starting with an online showcase to raise funds for Penang Pack. That's also in conjunction with International Women's Day today, of course. And that premieres tonight. It will be available for online viewing till the end of the month. For more information, head to KL Pack or Penang Pack's Facebook page. And that is it from us. After the 7:30 news, it will be Everyone's a Critic. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.